nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
I interviewed your brother earlier this year and he was amazing, so I'm excited I get to interview the other brother now. How's the tour going so far? How's everything? It just kicked off like a few days ago, right?
Yes, it's great. It's great. We have like a million buses and a million trucks and an incredible show going on, you know?
Yeah.
I love the way Slipknot put this together and they invited us and they're very generous. And the atmosphere, the vibe is really cool on this tour.
Yeah.
And for us, you know, 80% of the tour is what's happening backstage, you know?
Oh, yeah.
If we're comfortable, if the people are cool, if there's good crews. And here the stars are aligned and there's a killer vibe, so that's already something great. And then the fans get to see awesome yes. Bill, you know, from yes. Behemoth to Slipknot.
And it's so pretty, diverse. I love it. Diverse, I mean, you guys sound completely different from Volbeat. I mean, Behemoth sounds completely different than Slipknot. Yeah. Have you toured with any of these guys before? Is this something new or do you know them?
We toured with all of them before.
Okay, nice. So you
multiple
guys are like,
times.
Like a reunion.
And you know, it's funny like how crew members switch from one camp to another too.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of friendly faces here and there.
That's
people we
cool.
worked with in the past, now they're working with Behemoth or Volbeat yeah. or Slipknot. It's a big happy family, I want to say.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah.
Now, you did mention all the buses. When they brought me back here, there was a lot of tour buses. How many just for Gojira?
I think we have just one.
Just one?
Just one. We're on a budget. Behemoth, they have one too.
So these are all Slipknots.
There's Slipknot have, I believe they have more than 10 buses.
Wow. Yeah. Why?
Because, you know, they bring their families with them,
okay,
and they're
yeah.
in a more comfortable position, you know, on the bill. They're higher on the bill.
Yeah.
Whenever we're going to go back on tour, we're going to have two buses instead of one to be able to bring some people with us and stuff. But these buses are very comfortable. But after a while, after years and years mm-hmm. of touring, sometimes it's good to have a little more space for yourself or yeah. in order to be able to bring your dog or your families or
do you
your
bring
friends.
Your dog?
Some people do, yeah. Yeah.
That would be awesome. Mm-hmm. So when prepping for this tour, like, how do you choose a set list? Because you have so many albums and so many amazing songs to choose from. How do you, like, is it all you guys pitching in, like, we should play this, or how does that work?
Yeah, there's always this one dude in the band that's better at putting songs together than the others. Usually it's the drummer. So for us, it's the case. Mario puts the set list together. I also...
Okay.
Have my own input, and I don't want to play that song. I want to play that song. I think it would be smart in front of Slipknot fans to play this or that, but you never really know who's going to be in the audience and what's going
yeah.
to respond best. So we choose to go for the songs that we think are the strongest,
okay.
regardless of who's headlining.
Okay.
So we have our strong songs that we always want to play, and it's a short set, so it wasn't too hard to put together.
Okay. I mean, you mentioned, like, you have certain songs you want to play. Is there anything, is there, like, a favorite you like to play? Or is there, like, a
Yeah,
one?
These days there's two songs I really, really like to play. That would be The Shooting Star,
yeah.
the opening track for Magma, mm-hmm. and Blow Me Away Universe. It's an old
okay.
song that we started to play again this summer on headline slots. And but we cannot really play that song before Slipknot because the song is 10 minutes long. We have a very weird ending that I really enjoy
yeah.
because it's sort of a jam. So it's kind of it's a nice escape from the routine of, you know, this music that is so structured and so stiff sometimes, you know, it's very
yeah.
technical. There's no room for improvisation. And the end of that song is actually really cool. But if we play that before Slipknot, we have just three songs left
yeah.
after that. So we decided not to play it. But it's a good set list. It's working
okay.
pretty well.
I'm very excited for your set, for sure. Now, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm also really excited for the Knotfest Roadshow. Like I said, there's four amazing bands, like, all on one bill. But when are we going to see a Gojira headlining tour here in the States?
Pretty soon. We did a couple on the last album, and we actually have a show, a headline show tomorrow in Las Vegas.
Oh, that's
we
right.
Do, yeah, on this run we do a few headline shows here and there.
That's right.
But
like a U.S.
A U.S. tour.
Yeah.
My bet is, you know, spring 2020.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
April,
okay.
May, ish.
Yeah.
Depends how we are moving on with the new record and stuff, and we should be able to tour before the summer in the States.
All right, very exciting. That's very exciting news. Now, you mentioned Slipknot reached out to you guys. So they chose you to be on this tour with them.
They're pretty hands-on. I mean, usually bands at that level, there's sort of a gray zone with a lot of medium, big bands. And then you have the big bands. Mm-hmm. Slipknot is definitely in that category. They're one of the biggest bands, metal bands on the planet.
That is very true.
So in order to get here, you have to pay attention to every detail. You know, when you go on tour, who you're bringing with you, what song you're going to play live. I think they're pretty thorough when it comes to, you know, doing something. And I know that some of the Slipknot members, we're friends with them, and they appreciate our music, and they thought it would be cool to have us. So we know it comes from the band directly.
I have a question. Did you happen to see, I mean, you guys are on Twitter, you're on social media and everything. Did you happen to see Jamie Josta defend you guys about the Dia de los Deftones Festival?
Yeah.
Do you have any thoughts on that? Or are you just going to keep quiet on that?
I mean, I love Jamie, you know, and it's, it's we were not under attack when that happened, you know, when, I mean, Deftones invited us and we're thrilled to go to that festival. We don't have second thoughts on the bill or whatever.
Okay.
For a second, I was like, who's this Churches with a V band?
Yeah.
and I checked and I was very, very surprised. It's like straight up pop or whatever it is, but
definitely
I don't,
an interesting lineup.
Yeah. Yeah. And I can appreciate Jamie's enthusiasm.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, it's good to, if one thing, you know, metalheads are not bad people. They're, they're just a little childish sometimes. And it's a good thing.
Very,
you know?
Very passionate.
They stay young because we stay young.
Yeah.
I like to say, you know? Did you know I'm 75 years old?
Get out of here.
So, yeah, so I don't blame him for, you know, but I don't think he was expecting that thing to go that far. I see that there's, like, Mario, like, is keeping me posted. I don't really follow that stuff, but I think it's cute, you know, but I don't want to get too mixed up with that story.
Understandable. Well, thank you so much. It was such a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you very much.
Such an honor, too. Like I said, you're one of my favorite bands. This
awesome.
Is very cool.
Cool.
Thank
nice
you.
Meeting you.
Nice to meet you.